All right, everyone, it is Tuesday, December 18th, 2007. It is 1 week until Christmas, and if your shopping is not done yet, you are going to get a syntax error. Aloha and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.A2Central.com and by JuicyJS, the world's premier Apple II publication, now taking renewals for 2008. Visit them on the web at www.juice.gs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Ryan Suinaga, and you are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you live from beautiful and still wet here in December, Kaneohe, Hawaii. You can contact us via our website over at www.a2unplugged.com. If you'd like to reach us by email, that address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. And if you'd like to leave a message via voicemail, the number for that is 808-218-2737. Now, continuing in our current theme of book reviews, we are going to look at yet another classic Apple II book. This one probably less well known than any of the previous three, which is kind of interesting given who the authors are. This week's book is Prodos Inside and Out. The authors of this book are Dennis Doms and Tom Weisar. These are two extremely well-known Apple II writers and two of my historically favorite Apple II writers of all time. Doms and Weisar are, of course, from the classic A2 Central, not to be confused with our current A2Central.com, Open Apple, and Weisar himself was writing all the way back in the Soft Talk days. These are actually two guys I have met in person as well, both in Kansas City at Kansas Fest. However, when I met both of them, it was a very long time ago, sometime last millennium. In any case, this book is a 260-page tome that originally retailed for $16.95 from Tab Books Incorporated in 1986. At least the copy I have is dated 1986. Like some of the other books that we've been reviewing recently, it includes an index. It has several appendices, which are very useful. And one of the appendices in this book includes a resources/acknowledgement section. There is, however, no glossary in this one, but like many of the other books, there's lots and lots of code listings. So if you are an aspiring programmer of the Apple II, you would like to look at a lot of this code. Now, it appears that this book was intended to do a few things. One of the things it was intended to do was to provide programmers both in BASIC and assembly language who are used to DOS 3.3, again, the classic Apple DOS 3.3, not MS-DOS 3.3. It was intended to allow them a way to move to ProDOS without spending about $100 on Apple's set of manuals and software, and is also meant to fill in some gaps that Apple's own manuals and software left open. Apparently, the things from Apple weren't as good as we would have liked them to be. Doms and Weisar start this book in a really elementary fashion. They ask the question, what is an operating system? It is, in fact, the title of chapter one. They also go along with tackling the directory-based file system of ProDOS, which was worlds away from the flat file system used in DOS 3.3. If you can believe it, DOS 3.3 did not have directories. Everything was just in one directory. Doms and Weisar eventually move on to the ubiquitous basic.system file and discuss programming in BASIC and what they call machine language, what I'd call assembler. They also tackle some very low-level information, such as how basic.system interacts with the Apple firmware, which makes for very technical reading, but those of you who are geek would probably be really into this. And it also talks about the ProDOS kernel and discusses how to do such things as adding a clock driver to ProDOS and installing interrupt handlers. So those of you who wanted advanced programming techniques, especially for ProDOS in this case, you've got it right here. Now, like other books that we've been looking at recently, the appendices are an area of great interest. The appendices in ProDOS Inside and Out contain a lot of great information that isn't easily found elsewhere, including basic.system commands and error codes, discussion on hexadecimal, and anyone who is worth their salt in programming knows that you need to know at least a little hexadecimal, or at least where to get a hexadecimal calculator, whether it's a real one or on the web. It also has a look at different models of Apple IIs up to the Apple IIc. And in fact, it talks about the latest Apple II being the Apple IIc that used the 800K Unidisk 3.5. So that tells you a little bit about when this book was written. The appendices also compare ProDOS and DOS 3.3, something that just about everybody was doing, if not in writing, at least in their head, back in the days when this was published. There's a discussion on converting programs between the two operating systems. And the book as a whole has, as expected, lots and lots of listings of code. Now, this book appears to be even more difficult to find than the other books that we've been talking about. Maybe even more difficult than Assembly Lines, although I thought Assembly Lines was a very difficult book to find. My guess is that there's a lot more copies of Assembly Lines that were printed than there were of ProDOS Inside and Out. Amazon.com doesn't list this book at all. However, Amazon.de and Amazon.co.uk both list ProDOS Inside and Out. So if you are on that side of the pond, you may have some alternatives as far as trying to locate this book. This book contains some great writing that is in the classic style of Wizar and Dom's. Who can forget Wizar's old columns in SoftDoc? And who can forget Dom's columns in OpenApple? It also has some interesting slants on technical material. One of the things that disappointed me was that the book didn't look more like the old OpenApple. Ironically, Roger Wagner's Assembly Lines, which we've been talking about, it seems, over and over and over again ever since we've been looking at books, is more like that style. Something that has illustrations reminiscent of the Beagle Bros and a typeface closer to OpenApple. Now that said, I think that this book, which I bought years ago in the University of Hawaii bookstore of all places, is a great addition to your Apple II library if you can find it. One of the things with this book that I think contributes to its scarcity is when it was put out. If it really was published in 1986, 1986 was the year, as we all remember, that the Apple IIgs came out. So I imagine a lot of the information that was going into this book was lost upon new Apple IIgs owners, since the IIgs was like a whole new ball game. And maybe this book wasn't as appealing to people as some of the other books that were coming out at the same time that were dealing with ProDOS 16, which eventually morphed into GSOS, which eventually settled on System 6.0.1, which is the 2GS we know of today. This being on ProDOS, my feeling is that not as many people were interested at that time, which is a shame because this book really has a lot to say about ProDOS. And if you are today interested in doing Apple II programming, 8-bit Apple II programming, this book would be a fine addition to your library. I wouldn't consider it essential, but I would say that if you are a technical user, if you are interested in finding out more about ProDOS, if you are interested in some of the history of the Apple II, especially some noted writers like Damsen Weisar, I would really go ahead and try to find this book. And again, no, I'm sorry, this book is not going to go anywhere except right back onto my bookshelf. So that's it for this week. I think I have one or two more books I would like to cover, maybe actually even as many as four or five more before we start doing other Apple II things. But I have a feeling we're going to take a break from book reviews next week and maybe do something a little different. I'm not sure exactly what yet, but it's going to be Christmas, so maybe it's our special Apple II Christmas edition show. In closing, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I'm hoping we get more great listener email. People can send in voicemail if they like to hear themselves on A2 Unplugged. They can also record an MP3 or WAV file and attach it onto an email if they'd like. That would actually be pretty convenient. I would like to thank everyone for listening. I'd like to thank our sponsors, the all-new A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.A2Central.com. And JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication, taking subscriptions for 2008. Visit them at www.juice.gs. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Next week is Christmas. I do plan to have a show. I would like to wish everyone a merry one and hope that everyone takes care of themselves. Safe out there. And I will talk to you soon. Remember, our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. Our website is www.a2unplugged.com. And our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. Ma'alama pono, ahui ho, mele kaliki maka, everyone. That's Merry Christmas in Hawaiian. Thanks for listening, and good night.